Oh, good. Is there another verse?
Yeah, I'll sing. Thou art smiles that make us happy. There are smiles that make us blue. There are smiles that steals away the sunshine. There are smiles that steals away the sadness, like the sunshine steals away the dew. There are smiles that has a tender meaning. There are smiles that... But the smile that filled my heart with gladness is a smile that you gave to me. And I wish I hadn't messed that up.
I thought I was going
all the way through it.
Well, why don't you try it again?
Well, just go right on over that?
Uh-huh. Just keep singing. You can sing it one more time. Okay, go ahead.
Big Chief Buffalo Nickel, a mighty man in his day, never once used a sickle to clear the bushes away. He'd go around from tent to tent, eat everything in sight. He loved a squaw, everyone he saw. He loved a new one every night. Did I leave a line out?
I don't think so. Oh, that's okay, Mama. That's not good.
Well, I didn't want to be a...
Do you want to practice? Huh?
Down by the old mill stream, where I first met you, and your eyes so blue, dressed in ginghams too. 'Twas there I knew that you loved me too. You was 16, my village queen, down by the old mill stream. The old mill wheel is silent and has fallen down. The old tree is withered and lies there on the ground. Your hair has turned to silver in the days of yore, but we have been together some 40 years or more. Down by the old mill stream, where I first met you, and your eyes so blue, dressed in ginghams too. 'Twas there I knew that you loved me too. You were 16, my village queen, down by the old mill stream.
Hey,
I hope I got through with that.
That was good.
Oh, me.
Red Wing.
What's the next one?
Red Wing.
Let me go over it, too.
Okay.
There once lived an Indian maid, a brave little prairie maid, who sang a lay, a love song gay, as on the field she'd while away the day. She loved her warrior bold, this brave little maid of old, until brave and gay he fell one day in the battle far away. Now the moon shines tonight on pretty Red Wings. The breeze is sighing, the night birds crying. Far, oh, far away beneath the sky, her love lies sleeping, while Red Wings weeping her heart away. I got to change my tune.
Are you ready for that?
I have not got started off right on. Oh, I'm just running. It would be a big mess. How could you get it right?
No, that's all right. are you ready for...
What's the next one?
The Big Yellow Buick.
Oh.
Do you want to go over it?
Yeah, I'll have to go over it. I better. Oh, my God. Well, Bill, do you remember in a quaint old southern town a girl named Jenny Brown we used to spin around? I took her to a picnic in my little Ford one day, and you was there and stole my girl away. You drove a great big touring car, she got right in with you, and on my way returning home, gee whiz, but I felt blue. You drove a Buick, a big yellow Buick, and I drove a little red Ford. When you passed by me, you both tried to guy me, but your insults I ignored. You struck a mud hole, and right there you stuck, Bill. Your engine just puffed and roared. I had to haul home your Buick, your big yellow Buick, right behind my little red Ford.
Oh, that was good. Is that all of it?
Yeah. Oh. I just knew the first verse and chorus.
When the curtains of night?
Well, maybe I better run over it, too. When the curtains of night are pinned back by the stars, and the beautiful moon leaps the sky, and the dewdrop of heaven is kissing the rose, it is then when my memory flies, as if on the wings of some beautiful dove, in haste with the message it bears. I'll bring you a kiss of affection and say, I'll remember you, love, in my prayers. Go where you will, or land or sea, I'll share all your sorrows and care. And at night when I kneel by my bedside to pray, I'll remember you, love, in my prayer. You done pretty good on that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Still, I forgot. Not because your hair is curly, not because your eyes are blue, I want you to know, my little dearie, you're the sweetest little chum I ever knew. Something in your style and manner that seems to tell me true. That's the reason why I love you. It's just you. Put it. I better say the last single. There's a time in each year we always hold dear in the good old summertime. With the birds and the bees and the sweet scented breeze in the good old summertime. In the good old summertime. In the good old summertime. Strolling through the shady lane with your baby mine. She holds your hand and you hold hers, and that's a very good sign that she's your tootsie-wootsie babe in the good old summertime. We swim in the pool and play hooky from school in the good old summertime. We go stealing cherries with face brown as berries in the good old summertime. We play ring around Rosie with Jim, Kate, and Josie in the good old summertime. In the good old summertime. In the good old summertime. Strolling through the shady lane with your baby mine. She holds your hands and you hold hers, and that's a very good sign that she's your tootsie-wootsie babe in the good old summertime.
Well, that was good.
I did pretty good, didn't I?
You sure enough did.
If you don't like your dear Uncle Sammy, Go back to your home or the sea, to the land from where you came, no matter what its name, but don't be disgraceful to me. If you don't like the stars in Old Glory, if you don't like the red, white, and blue, then don't act like the cur in the story. Don't bite the hand that's feeding you.
That song is hard for me to get right there.
That note?
Yeah, that song is too.
Just because?
What's that one?
Just because you think that you're pretty, just because you think that you're hot, just because you think you've got something that nobody else has got, just because you spend all my money, you think that I'm old Santa Claus. I'm telling you, baby, I'm through with you, just because.
I got it all in
there.
Get it lower. Oh, no, Mama. I want you to start completely over.
Oh, my whole line from
the very beginning?
The first verse and all.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I don't have to have this one now. Let's see. Two little boys. I'll do it right this time. I'll put Jack on the first. Because I kind of get messed up when I say Jack on the last verse. Okay. Because Joe's supposed to be in the last verse. He's the one that got wounded.
Okay,
are you ready?
Yeah.
Two little boys had two little toys. Each was a wooden horse. Together they play each summer day. Warriors they both were, of course. One little chap had a mishap and broke off his horse's head. Wept for the toy, then cried with joy when his brave comrade said, "Did you think I would leave you crying when there's room on my horse for two? Hop up here, Jack, we'll soon be flying. He can go just as fast with two. When we grow up, we'll both be soldiers, and our horses will not be toys. And I wonder if we'll remember when we were two little boys." Long years had passed, the war came at last, bravely they marched away. Cannons rolled out mid the large crowd, wounded and bleeding Joe lay. Then came a cry, a horse dashes by from out the ranks of blue. Galloped away to where Joe lay. Then came a voice brave and true. "Did you think I would leave you dying when there's room on my horse for two? Hop up here, Joe, we'll soon be flying to the ranks of the boys in blue. Did you say I was all a-tremble, or it may be the battle's noise, or it may be I still remember when we were two little boys?"
Yeah. That's good. That's all of them.
Is that all of them?
Yeah. That's all the songs I had down. Can you think of any others?
Let me see if I can think of some others. Better turn that off.
Okay.
Don't put it on that.
Oh, yes. Tell me.
Uh-huh. In the time when the corn was tousling, uh-huh, we'd go pull the little ears off, you know, have the tousle for the hair, uh-huh, and make dolls out of them.
Uh-huh.
Play doll, you know, and dress them up.
Oh, what'd your mom and dad think about that?
They didn't know what to
do. Did they mind you getting in the corn?
No, they didn't care. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
You know, some corns are not. You know, some corn is going to be a fake anyhow.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's so why it come out. Well, yeah. Tell me about when you had the bear and everything. Christine told me you had a bear.
Oh, yeah, but I was just 8 years old. I don't remember about that very much. He got some naughty papa killed him.
He did?
Yeah.
What'd he do?
Well, he got mad. He was got to where he was mean thought to us, you know.
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't be good, and Daddy, my papa thought maybe he might hurt some of us real bad.
Uh-huh.
So he just uh-huh. killed him.
Well,
that's the first bear meat I ever tasted and the last.
Was it any good?
I didn't like it.
You didn't?
It's kind of coarse meat.
Oh, yeah.
And it's real red, too, you know.
Uh-huh. Do you remember his name? Do you remember its name?
Oh, what is it? Teddy, I think.
Teddy? Teddy yeah. Bear?
Teddy Bear.
Well, was that before y'all went to Arkansas to help at the sawmill?
Hmm?
Was that before you went to Arkansas to help at
no,
the sawmill?
No, we were in Arkansas at that time.
You were?
Yeah, and the flood came. You know, we had to get
uh-huh.
out.
Well, tell me about the flood.
Well, we stayed there as long as we could, you know.
Uh-huh.
And it finally got up into the house, and then we had to leave out. Well, we got out before it got up in the house
uh-huh.
because I remember... It was knee-deep to the horses, you know where the horse's knee
uh-huh.
is? It was knee-deep to the horses. We traveled all day long in that knee-deep water,
ooh.
Getting out. And then we come to the Nash River, that's over in Tennessee, and the water was washing over the bridge there. Papa, he said, he got out to examine, you know,
uh-huh.
and he said, well, I don't know. He said, I don't know whether it's safe or not, but said, we'll try it. And because he thought maybe the bank had washed out at the edge of the bridge, you know,
mm-hmm.
and we might just go down in instead of
mm-hmm.
getting across. So we made it just fine, and the last wagon got over. We had, Mama was driving a wagon, Papa had a wagon.
There
I had a wagon apiece.
Uh-huh.
We had a wagon apiece. So just got back, and when we got up, we was up on top in the bank, up on like a hill like, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it went out right behind us.
Oh,
we just got over, the last wagon just got over, and the bridge went out.
That was scary.
Yeah, and we traveled all day on that knee-deep water with the
uh-huh.
horses. We stayed there as long as we could. My Uncle George, you know, he was had a sawmill
uh-huh.
down there. Papa went down there to work in the sawmill with him. And he had bought us a lot of new furniture, you know, my Uncle George had. But we put it up in the loft in the very high part, and the water didn't get up there.
Uh-huh.
So after we got back to... Mounds, Oklahoma, why Uncle George shipped our furniture to us.
Uh-huh. Well, when was that?
Let's see, that must have been in 19... Let's see, I think I was about 8 years old. It must have been 1906 or 7.
Uh-huh.
We moved to New Mexico in 1908, didn't we?
Uh-huh. Well...
It might have been 1905.
Uh-huh. How long did y'all stay with your uncle?
We stayed down there 2 years. We'd have probably stayed if the Mississippi hadn't overflowed.
Uh-huh.
We had to get out on that account.
Uh-huh.
I think Uncle George stayed down there with the sawmill, though,
uh-huh.
you know, but uh-huh. we left out.
So y'all went back to Oklahoma?
Oh, we went back to Mounds, uh-huh.
Did y'all go to the city, or did you get a farm then?
We lived in the country,
uh-huh.
the country, on the farm.
Well, that wasn't the time that your daddy was the sheriff, was it? That wasn't the time that you
were
no,
daddy was no. Well, first time, let's see. Well, I think that was after, I think Dad was a city marshal after we came back from Arkansas,
uh-huh.
I believe, because then
uh-huh.
we moved to the farm after that.
Uh-huh. Well, what happened while he was the marshal?
Well, he had a pretty bad time with the Indians. They'd get drunk and didn't want to leave town.
Uh-huh.
one night he came home all in a rush, you know, and scared Mama. We had, our bedstead had the posters, you know, up, and
uh-huh.
he always hung his gun on that poster.
Uh-huh.
He come down and grabbed his gun, went back and didn't say anything to anybody. Mom was scared to death. So but he said that when he come back, he told us about it, said there's one big old Indian there, thought he was going to bluff him, and he didn't care for the billy club, you know. He wouldn't
uh-huh.
mind, Papa at all, raising all kind of noises and cursing and taking on. He wasn't half as drunk, he was just playing on. So Papa came, got his gun, went back down there, and he got out of town. He really left town then. Dad got his gun, went back down there.
Oh, my.
Well, he had several times. Then one time, a guy was, Papa was going to be a witness, you know, to this guy that got shot, Mr. Berryhill.
Oh, tell me about that.
Well, Mr. Berryhill and his friend was riding one time in Well, it was prairie. Part of it was prairie and part of it was field. And they were going along by a wheat field. And Mr. Berryhill, he didn't know he had any enemies, you know. Mm-hmm. So this guy, I think Mr. Berryhill was going to be a witness to someone. Uh-huh. And, of course, he didn't, this guy that was riding with him didn't want him, you know. You know how that is. Uh-huh. And so he told Mr. They was riding horseback.
Well, they'd been visiting someone, hadn't they?
Yeah, they'd been visiting and another, talking about this trial that was going on. Mm-hmm. And so they were riding along by this wheat field, and wheat was nearly waist high at that time. So this man told Mr. Berryhill to turn his head, he said, look over there, or look over this way, I don't know which. And when he looked, he shot him, and it went right through here. It uh-huh. just missed that
through
artery.
Through his neck right there, just missed
yeah.
the artery?
Just missed that artery. He bled pretty bad, but he didn't uh-huh. he didn't hit that big artery. Uh-huh. And then it was 2.5 miles from where he fell off the horse, you know, and the horse ran off, of course. Uh-huh. And this guy just left, you know. He didn't stay there or anything, effort to put out any effort to help.
Of course not.
He left as soon as he shot him. So then Mr. Berryhill, he crawled and drug himself up to our house, 2.5 miles.
Who found him?
In the Kiowa's halt. Well, he didn't get found.
Did he knock on the door?
Yeah, he knocked on the door and woke Papa up. It was about 11 o'clock, I think, mm-hmm. when it happened. And
the coyotes were howling?
Oh, he said he was afraid the coyotes would take him down, you know. They,
oh, yeah.
They were really hollering and taking on. But they didn't bother him.
Uh-huh.
And then our dogs had a spell when he came up. We had two dogs. And they barked and took on. Papa got up to see about it, you know, and there it was mm-hmm. Mr. Berryhill. I think maybe he got to the door before Mr. Berryhill knocked. I'm not sure. But, oh, I can kind of remember that.
Well, what'd they do? They took him in the house?
They took him in, and they called. They went and got the doctor. Then you had to go for the doctor. It was about 6 miles or longer.
Oh, yeah.
They had to go get the doctor, and they came back. And I can remember that old what's that called? I had it now. I can't think. But then it smelled real loud. You know, it was like a anesthetic of some kind.
Uh-huh.
Not to give, but to put on.
Oh, yeah.
Iodoform.
Iodoform?
Yeah, iodoform.
Uh-huh.
And of course they cleaned him up and painted it, and I think he stayed, they come and got him and took him, well, I don't know whether they had a hospital or not. They might have took him back to his home. I guess they did.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot how far they lived from us. They didn't live too far from us. Nearly all the neighbors were 5 miles apart then at that time mm-hmm. in the country, you know.
So they were going to put that man on trial? They were going to put the man that shot him on trial?
Well, I guess he was going to be on trial was the reason that guy shot him, to get
uh-huh.
rid of him.
Uh-huh.
Well, then another time then, my daddy, then they had the trial for him, you see, because he got shot. Well, Dad was a witness, you see.
Uh-huh.
Well, then some of the other side, men folks, they... got it in for Dad because he was a star witness. Daddy was. Papa
mm-hmm.
was. So they have the one Thanksgiving they was having a turkey shoot, you know.
Uh-huh.
And so this guy planned to kill my daddy at that time.
At the turkey shoot?
And so yeah. He's going to, you know, accidentally get shot.
Uh-huh.
Papa was accidentally get shot. But it didn't work out. Somebody told him. And then this guy that was going to shoot him, he couldn't have no luck with that, so he got the baseball bat, and he was going to knock him in the head with the baseball bat, but he didn't have no luck there. Somebody told Dad about that. So both times he escaped.
Yeah. Well, what else happened while he was a marshal?
Well, I really don't know too much about all of it. He just, this is a common thing, I guess. You know, Indians, they'd come to town, they'd... I think they acted more than they really were drunk. You know, they'd get a little whiskey in them, and then they'd play like this, real mean, you know. But they weren't so mean.
Well, what school did y'all go to when you lived there?
Well, when we lived in... We went to school in Mounds, you know, when uh-huh. we were at that school. And then,
was it a one-room schoolhouse?
Yes, uh-huh. At that time
uh-huh.
it was.
Do you remember the teacher?
Well, see, was it? No, it might have had more than one room. I forgot. But I know there's several... classes in that
uh-huh.
one room, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it used to be.
Uh-huh.
Then we went to the, when we moved back into the country after Papa was Marshall, we moved to the country. Well, then I went to the Indian Creek Schoolhouse. Mm-hmm. There was a little creek there called Indian Creek, and they named the school after it.
Mm-hmm. How'd you get to school? How far was
we
it?
We went in a buggy,
uh-huh,
one horse
buggy.
Uh-huh. One time I got in a, we'd come home from work, and we had two different mares that we drove. They were both sorrel. One of them was so lazy you couldn't hardly get her to go, and the other one was so frisky she just pranced up and down the whole time. Just as soon as she got in between the shafts, you know, and got her uh-huh. harness on, you had to hold the reins real tight, because uh-huh. she'd just go if you didn't. Mm-hmm. So one day, Cora and I, we were just two girls old enough to go to school at that time, and so Cora got out and got our lunch pails and got out, and so I don't know why, but anyhow, I dropped one rein, you know, mm-hmm. one line, and so she started to run it, and we had a half dugout in there in the uh-huh. inside. Well, I guess Cora got out to open the gate, I think.
Was that at the house?
Yeah, that was at the house. We'd gotten home from school.
Uh-huh.
And so she started to run, and Papa happened to be at the house, and he told me, said, just pull her and keep that line tight and get her to going in circles.
Mm-hmm.
And she went right around that half dugout, around and around. Finally, Papa got close enough to her, he could catch a hold of the reins, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that stopped her when he mm-hmm. caught the reins.
Well, you weren't very old then, were you?
No, I wasn't too old. No,
but
about
that was,
10, I imagine.
That was kind of scary,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
We were about, Cora was about 8 and I was about 10
uh-huh.
at that time.
My goodness. What kind of dresses did y'all have to wear?
Dresses?
Uh-huh.
Well, just a common little plain dresses with a, seemed like Mama had a few gets up on the sleeves here and then a little, we didn't wear short sleeves that day, and nobody wore short sleeves.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you what, in the wintertime, I'm going to tell you how we dressed.
Uh-huh. Okay.
We had, I don't know whether it was called underpants or bloomers or what.